This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by New England In Touch Call Center. Unshackle yourself from your phone. New England In Touch is an answering service based in West Warwick, Rhode Island that lets you focus on bringing up your business's bottom line. With their help, you will have more time and energy to provide the best products and services to your customers. Call New England In Touch today at 866-258-1952.
Program has been paid for by Greater Rhode Island Chapter 88 of the Institute of Real Estate Management. It is for entertainment and basic informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not reflect the views of Cumulus Media, WPRV, its management, or staff. This is IREM Today, the property management show with Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790 WPRV. Join them now for this live call-in show to discuss property management issues and hear from guests from all trades and programs discussing your real estate needs. Now, here's Dina and Chrissy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to IREM Today, the property management show here on AM 790. Today is Tuesday, March 6th. It's 4:06 p.m. Is today the first Tuesday of the month?
Yes.
And the sun is shining.
The sun is shining.
We're in the middle of
an apocalypse.
Nor'easter bomb cyclone, like bookends, right? We just came off of one.
I'm tired, Dina, gathering our goods and trees and sticks. We're
to,
gathering our trees and sticks.
Like back in
the
olden days.
To just light everything up in fire.
Yes. And then we're getting hit again, supposedly tomorrow.
Hopefully it won't be as bad. I don't know. Different reporters are saying different things. Some are saying like 4 inches.
Who do you believe?
Who can you believe?
You know what you do? You just close your eyes, like pin the tail on the donkey.
It's going to hit the worst here. Look at the state of Rhode Island and just point.
But we're lucky that we fell right in between the two.
So lucky,
where
Dina.
We didn't have to get canceled and we didn't have to not see each other.
Oh, we're lucky. Yes, we are lucky.
We both are. You're lucky.
I am. I wouldn't be here.
We're lucky. Okay, I am Dina Cimarelli here in the studio today with my fabulous co-host, lucky to have her here with me today, Chrissy Denalian. And in case you're tuning in for the first time today, IREM Today is your live local radio show here every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do have a special guest today in studio with us. We have Sue Monahan, who is the Regional Vice President of, I'm not going to read the whole bio because we did this last time, Sue, but I am, where did it go? I lost it. Oh my God, I'm horrible. Regional Vice President for IREM for Region 1. That's what I was trying to remember. So you, all-encompassing of all chapters in Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Vermont. And currently, right now, Sue is the Executive Director of the Cumberland Housing Authority. So we have Susan here today, and she's going to give us all kinds of updates on what's going on with IREM, both locally and nationally. And we're
Sue does it all.
Well, I'm sitting here going,
how do you, one, two, three, four, five, six states?
I feel like you're at all the Rhode Island mass events. Like, when do you go to the other ones?
But I only have to really go to Boston, Connecticut, and Rhode Island.
Oh, okay.
You know, people in, what is it, like New Bedford, Fall River, a lot of them belong to the Rhode Island chapter.
Yeah.
Western Mass belongs to Connecticut, and a lot of people from New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine, they go down to Boston.
New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine can fend for themselves,
I guess.
That's
it, yeah.
So, like in New Hampshire and Vermont, do they even have chapters?
No, they don't. No,
so
there's only three chapters in New England.
All right, but still. It's still six states under your title.
Yeah.
I think that's a big deal.
It's a fun job. It's a fun volunteer job.
We're all...
Us too.
We are all volunteers.
Us too.
Luckily, we like it. So... Sue's here with us today. We're going to talk to her in a little bit. And just in case you are tuning in for the first time, IREM Today, like I just said, is your live local radio show here every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, we do know that there are a lot of these syndicated programs on the station. However, we are not one of them.
We're not. We're not syndicated.
But
we're
fun. What does that mean?
We're fun.
We're not syndicated.
We're in the studio today.
Today.
And we have Sue with us.
Live.
So if you have any questions for me or Dina, the little peons here in the studio, or Sue, our big shot, you can give us a call here in the studio at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790.
Yes. We are live in the studio every Tuesday talking about all things property management. So what does that mean? It means you can give us a call, like Chrissy said, if you have any questions at all about property management or even how to advertise your property better. And in case you're tuning in for the first time and you're wondering what IREM is, what does that stand for? Well, IREM stands for the Institute of Real Estate Management. We are the most professional group in the world.
Worldwide.
For managing real estate.
Yes, we are. And locally, we are the Greater Rhode Island chapter. And another thing you might be wondering is, what does IREM do? What do we do here at IREM? Well, go ahead.
You tell us.
No, I mean, we were established in 1977, and we're an international force of over 20,000 individuals united to advance the profession of real estate management through training, professional development, and collaboration. Through IREM, I mean, we talk about this every week. We do offer a couple of different designations through IREM, mm-hmm. one being the ARM.
Yes.
What does that stand for, Dina?
That's the Accredited Residential Manager.
Yes. And we also
Which you are.
I am.
Oh, we have one of each designation in the house today. How about that?
Look at that. And who are you?
I'm an industry partner.
Oh, yes, an industry partner.
Don't forget that. We'll get to that.
We also have a CPM, which Sue is. And Sue, what's a CPM?
Certified Property Manager.
Yes. And Jack Bence, who called me actually this week. Because
we're going to have him on in a few weeks.
Yeah, he's going to come on the end of March with John Mark Antonio.
Yes.
And then he's foaming at the mouth for the April slot for a bunch of politicos he loves to have Jack's thing.
We haven't had Jack on in so long.
He's very good.
Yes, he is. He brings great politicians in, and it's always about, you know, housing and, you know, what's new on the ballots and what's going on in the state, and he's at every function
known to man. Yep. With his flag pin,
his
flag. 9/11
he is
flag
there.
Pin, he's
I
there.
I don't know how he does it.
I don't either.
He's a big juggler, too.
Yep.
Yes.
I was actually supposed to meet with some of the people from Property Advisor Group where Jack works on Friday, I believe, but that was the storm.
Oh, so
I will now see them tomorrow, which is the next storm.
But you have to stop booking appointments with Jack, I think.
I'm telling you.
I think it's you and Jack's appointments that are...
I'm telling
you. Messing up this whole weather.
So we're hoping, like we were saying early before we went on air, that the storm's due to hit like around 3 or 4 o'clock. So this is
what
at 11:30. So I'm being proactive.
Well, it's going to rain a little then, I think.
I'm not afraid of rain, Chrissy.
I am.
I'm not going to melt. Get an umbrella.
But anyway, Jack always likes to say that the CPM is basically like a degree from Brown University. We changed it.
Now, Sue, you've been a certified property manager for how long, CPM?
Since 83.
Now, as the years go on, do you have to do any type of in-service training?
No, they
educational?
No, they don't do that anymore. Why? Probably about 15 years ago, they had where you had to have so many hours per year to maintain either your ARM or CPM, but then they did away with it. But I think they're considering it again because it's very important to keep learning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm thinking, and as things change and evolve and revise, like, I mean, I know it's great that IREM offers all these educational seminars and workshops, but...
Which I'm sure Sue can tell us about.
Absolutely, but if you don't know about IREM or if you don't know about the workshops, you know, attend them, how do you know what's ever changing and evolving in property management?
That's why with our classes, we offer classes through IREM National, or now it's called just IREM HQ headquarters.
Oh. Okay.
And then we do our little workshops, morning workshops. Sometimes they're all day on a variety of topics.
Oh, that's excellent. I can't wait to learn more about that.
Yeah, we got a lot coming up in the next couple of months. So
excited. It is. It's very exciting. Yeah. And Chrissy's doing her part with the young leader. I always forget the name.
Oh, young
leaders.
Young professionals of America. Wow. She made it sound more official than I think it is. But Young Professionals of IREM. And we're going to be planning some events with them real soon, getting more student involvement, which is another kind of membership that you can get. Mm-hmm. It's $50, I think, for a student membership.
So affordable.
It is.
And for the life of their tenure at college.
Yes.
Four to five,
yes.
I think it was five years max.
Oh, whatever.
If you're on the five-year plan.
Oh, geez. maybe you're getting a pharmacy degree. We'll go with that, yes. And we also forgot to mention Karen Cuddle, who's our association executive. She handles any kind of events or... handles everything from booking events, membership, and even posting and tagging you in our Facebook account. Mm-hmm. So you can contact Karen if you have any questions about any events that are coming up at 401-479-7734.
All right, we're getting ready to take a quick break. How's
yes,
that? All right.
We got a lot to talk about.
We got a lot to talk about. When we come back, we'll be talking to Sue Monahan. And right now you're listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show, and we will be right back after this.
Now back to IREM Today, the property management show with your hosts, Dina Semirelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right. It is 4:17 here on IREM Today, the property management show. I'm Chrissy Denalian, along with my fabulous co-host, Dina Semirelli. We're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. And before we left, we were talking with Sue Monahan, one of my favorite guests here in the studio.
She does. She says her favorite all the time.
I've only been here. This is my second time.
But I don't care.
She doesn't matter. Not even favorite guest. She says Sue Monahan is my favorite. And then I said, what about me? And she's like, well, you too, but Sue's more my favorite.
She's just so funny and so nice.
I understand that.
So down to earth. She brings so much to the chapter.
She does.
So, Sue, tell us a little bit about what's coming up for the chapter, what's coming up in educational things.
Okay, the next couple of months we're going to be pretty busy, but first I want to say March 21st we're holding what they call a REACT training, which is a Real Estate Assessment Center. It's inspections of our buildings. It's sold out.
Sold out.
It's at maximum capacity. We have over 100 people attending. And it's great because there are a lot of new rules and requirements that going along with
it. That's kind of what we were just talking about.
Yes. So it's kind of nice to see that it's sold out.
What about, will anybody get in or no? It's completely booked.
No, it's completely booked.
What are you going to try and crash it?
Karen.
Yeah, no.
No, I was going to little advertisement for Karen. But
it says classes full in caps.
Yes.
Registration closed. Yep. Let's not promote it anymore, Chrissy. Yeah.
But you can't even click on it.
You can't. It's unclickable. She shut down the link.
She was like, nope.
So that is great.
That is great.
You know, so whoever goes will have the instructor there, Michael Gant. He keeps on top of all the REACT changes, and he's really good.
Oh, great.
So he really pulls in the crowd. April 4th, we're going to have a fair housing workshop because in April, it's the anniversary of the Fair Housing Act. And we're committed to eliminating housing discrimination and creating equal opportunity in every community. So IREM always pushes, and the government as well, that it's fair housing and try to do something to commemorate everything. So we have Sean O'Leary.
Oh, who's doing that?
He's our industry partner. Yep. He's going to run that workshop.
Yep.
So that should be very good, too. And that'll get a good turnout.
He's always very entertaining as well.
He is.
Yeah, I like having him on the show, too.
We've had him on the show a couple of times.
Very friendly, easy to talk to.
Personable.
He kind of, I'm going to say, dummies down the law so I can understand it.
Right. I was saying the same thing. Yeah.
He gets very high related. Marks from the, you know, when they ask for the comments after the class saying, how are they? And
oh, great.
He gets high marks
for it. Great.
So we like to invite him back.
Yeah.
And his price is really good, too. So that always helps the chapter.
Absolutely.
We have a new offering in the end of April. In fact, on the 25th, we're doing an opioid crisis workshop. That's going to be presented by Michelle Brophy from BHDDH at the State Behavioral Healthcare Developmental Disabilities and Hospitals.
And that's not yet on the events page?
No, it isn't. It isn't.
That's coming online.
Top secret information here.
That should be coming out. And they're going to talk about overdose prevention, signs and symptoms, and what are the trainings that site people and the maintenance staff can use for their tenants.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Because recently, like Thundermist was one of the first companies to come forward that they were going to be doing, they were going to be giving the Narcan. Oh. Not Narcan, but the generic version of Narcan.
Naloxone?
I think that's what it is,
I know a couple of housing authorities. I'm not sure where it is, but their staff is trained for it.
They're training.
They have it on the property now. Yep. But to me, that's an owner's decision. It's not.
Right.
You know, they really have to think that through.
From a liability perspective or just
liability? Because if you have somebody administer that, I would imagine, and they're not in the medical field, that's why they need this training. That is a huge liability.
Yeah. Right. So it'll be interesting.
But
so
they could save lives.
Oh, hey. So, absolutely.
You know, I guess it's the same thing with a defibrillator.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
if you have the proper training to use it, then
you can use it.
You can use it.
Yeah,
but
well,
if you
figure the police now, they carry it. So
for sure.
So it's good. And then in May, the 22nd, we have staff from Rhode Island Housing, Charlie Francis and his group, and they're going to present a workshop on a variety of topics. We have a lot of affordable housing people in the chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Since the beginning, it's probably been like 80-20.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to talk about waitlist management. In fact, with the housing authorities, there's this new, most of us have joined, it's a centralized waitlist. So for certain, I guess it's about 15 housing authorities, Rhode Island Housing, the wait list never closes.
Yeah.
So it's always open. I'm not saying there won't be a wait, But at least, you know, you can get your name out there. And they're doing a lot of things, like everything's electronic now.
Yeah.
They need your email. But you can go on and check your own name, where you are on the wait list.
Oh, rather than like your status. That's great.
Which
that's
is great. Right, yeah. You know, instead of making a phone call and having somebody look it up.
Being on hold like, forever.
Yeah.
So you're number 84.
Yeah.
Yeah, number 71.
Yeah. So, and they're not even going to give out numbers anymore, only because you can constantly enter. And it constantly, every minute it changes.
It just refreshes. Yeah. Oh, that's sweet. Oh, that's great.
So it'll be interesting. And I've asked him to speak on that. Criminal background checks, when new tenants are coming in, you have to be very cautious. What you use as your requirements now, kind of some common sense and kind of some don't let in.
Right.
You know, so going to
ask. Is there
about
a guideline
that.
On that? Like, what do you use, Chrissy? And you still, like, if it's anything 7 years, or 10 years, if it's a certain type of
yeah, we have different
charge.
Policies for that. We have
depends.
We have
on,
a policy in place, and it matters on what the criminal act is. It matters on the severity of the act.
Yeah.
It matters on how long it's been.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a couple of different factors that factor into it.
And there are some that you never let them in for.
Right.
Sexual predators.
Right.
Yeah. Of course.
Drugs.
Yeah.
You know. That's it.
That's it.
Right.
Yeah. But others, like, we have, like, a 5-year look back.
Yeah.
And then, and also the same thing, we take a look at what was the crime.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Because that matters. I mean, if it's, like, you know, they're breaking into homes and you're going to have them live on your site. I don't think that might,
it
might not be a good idea.
Yeah. Or if they were jaywalking and got, like, 7 tickets, you know, you're going to say, give them a break.
Right.
The Violence Against Women Act. Also against men.
Yeah.
It doesn't discriminate. I asked him to do some updates on that because now it's part of your lease. And you have to make sure everybody gets all the regs and they know about it. The management reviews, Rhode Island Houses is conducting them again. What are they finding? How are they? I know I've gotten people saying to me, how do they score it? So I'm hoping that'll be some of the questions when the managers are there, say, you know, I got a 75. How did you do that? Because there were like 4 or 5 sections. So people really want to know, how did you come up with that? If I, you know, did satisfactory on 4, unsatisfactory on 1, my overall still should be satisfactory.
X, Y, yeah.
And, you know, so they have questions on that. This is the big issue of the project-based contract administration. It's been going on now for 5 years. See if he has an update on that, because right now some of the owners and managers, you're working with Rhode Island Housing, but then you're working with HUD and some other state agencies. So they're trying to look through that. Reasonable accommodations, that's a big issue.
Hot topic.
It is. And especially when it comes to comfort versus service animals.
And I feel like there's a very big
support,
gray area there.
Yeah, emotional
big
support
time.
Versus.
Yes. When I was at IRM in Chicago last year, they had, and it was a great session. It was only like for a half hour.
You said that this was your favorite show.
Yes.
I mean, your favorite educational.
I mean, a miniature horse.
She said the pizza was her favorite.
Miniature horse.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, you were the saying the snake.
I do. I tell you, it's the in Providence, they had this emotional support boa constrictor. Are you kidding me? Oh, Burmese python. That's what it was.
I mean,
so nutty.
But it's scary.
Right.
You know, and you
don't
want
to. You don't want to toe the line either. Right.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And it's difficult because you do get those prospects that call up and they're like, do you take 100-pound Doberman Pinscher? And you're like, no, unfortunately, our pet policy does not, you know, allow that. And then they're like, but do you take a service animal? It's like, oh, okay. Is that how we're going to word it? Not the other way around first?
Yeah. But you don't have to accept, like, I know a lot of people can go online and get their
little
certificate.
Yeah.
Right. You don't have to accept that. Right. You can tell them you need it from one of their medical providers or social work or something like that.
Right.
And then
I
you can't
be better off.
And you cannot ask what the issue
disability
is for
is.
The disability
no.
is.
No.
But
no.
if they give it to you saying that this person is in need of this for X.
They'll say, you know, due to medical. Usually they'll say due to medical issues.
Yes.
It would be to their benefit to have, you know, a cat or a dog.
Right.
I mean, we've had people come in with birds. You know, it's like
I mean, at some of the sites, we've even had a bunny that provided a service as far as feeling the temperature outside because they couldn't feel what the temperature was.
Wow. Yeah, I mean,
it's
interesting
once
what
you
they
get
can
into
trade,
it. Yeah,
train animals to do. It's you know, so I'm hoping when people go to this, they'll have a lot of questions for the staff too. Yes. You know, I hate to see the staff sit there, and I emailed them a lot of things saying, you know, can you talk on this? Can you talk on that?
And I bet you just even bringing up the conversation, bringing up the subject, is going to create so many conversations, and people are just going to feed off of each other, ask questions, get answers to questions from
when
probably.
When is this event? As
that's
going to
be May 22nd. I think I'm not even sure if it's.
It's not on the website.
It's on the grouping calendar. The long version.
One. Yeah.
It just says 22nd RI Housing Workshop, but you cannot register for it at this time.
No,
but definitely check back
early.
To the website. Yes.
Yeah. And it'll be very reasonable. And we're always looking for topics and even people to volunteer to offer the trainings.
Mm-hmm.
So if people have ideas of what they'd like to see, give Karen Cuddle a call.
Oh, okay.
And that way she'll get together with the education committee, and we can toss things around because we're still looking to fill like through the rest of the year.
Oh, that's great.
You know, so.
That's great.
These are some interesting topics, though. I mean, these are definitely things that as a property manager, I see probably on a weekly basis, if not more.
Daily?
Yeah, if not more. Wow. So I think that there'll probably be a high attendance for this training as well.
Yeah, I'm hoping like the opioid and the Rhode Island housing will pull in a lot of people, and so will the fair housing.
I think it will.
Yeah,
you know, they almost all follow each other.
Right.
They all have a link. Yeah,
with each other. That's for sure.
It's a good link.
Yeah, I'm sure that.
I would actually like to attend the fair housing workshop just to learn.
Yeah.
Just to get be able to have a conversation with people in my industry, even though I'm on the marketing side of it. When I go in, it's actually nice to have some of this information, just
knowing it, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I know I looked up to see about fair housing and property managers, and they're saying like things like be careful how you advertise.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Be precise in your screening. Same thing for everyone.
Yeah.
Consistent with apartment rules.
Mm-hmm.
Be very detailed in your eviction process.
Yes.
And be thorough with employee training.
Yeah, and you might even realize like putting a social media like on your Facebook account, you could be putting up a pretty picture of a church or a pretty picture of, and it's like you gotta be careful of everything. So
all right, well, we're getting ready to take another break. I know when we come back, Sue, if we have some more information about education, we'll definitely finish that up. But I know we got some, Ira, maybe some update on the logo you said, some more on the national side. All good stuff, Chrissy.
My God. Wealth of knowledge.
Wealth. Plethora. Okay, you're listening to Iram Today, the Property Management Show. We'll be right back after this.
Now back to Iram Today, the Property Management Show with your hosts, Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
Yeah. 34 here on Iram Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chrissy Denalian along with my fabulous, wonderful Taylor Swift listening co-host, Dina Cimarelli. We're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. We also have Sue Monahan. So, did you want to add anything to the educational section of what we were talking to?
How about talking about a little bit about the regional meeting that'll be held in Region 1 up in Boston?
Where is that?
It's going to be up in Boston at the Seaport Hotel, June 20th to the 22nd, Wednesday through Friday.
I got to write that down.
Yes. And what they're doing is they're titling it Growing Leaders.
Oh, that's nice.
The first day is just kind of a meet and greet, and I'm sure they'll have a nice little cocktail hour,
right?
Yes. And then the regions, like it's Region 1, 2, and 3, that'll be at the Northeast meeting. And each region plans a dinner in the area. Oz is already planned.
Can you give us top secret information or no?
Oh, yeah.
Where is it?
Karen, I imagine she already reserved it at Maestro. It's like within walking distance. Mm. I looked at the menu and I got very hungry.
I went there.
Seaport's a great area.
It's really good.
Oh,
yeah. That's a fantastic restaurant.
Yeah. Good. Oh, good.
I went on a date there.
Yeah.
Mm. I did.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
Want to tell us about the date, Dina?
Not really.
The food was the best part of the date.
No, it was a great date. It was actually with an ex-boyfriend from 100 years ago, and we went on a date. We tried it again 2 years ago, but it didn't work. But anyways, no, that was actually an unbelievable restaurant.
How nice is that, though? He took you to a really nice
restaurant.
Could have been a keeper.
He could have been, but I like my guy now.
But it'll be nice, like Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Boston. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice.
We'll get together, and we do that when we go to the national meetings as well. There's a regional dinner, it's a nice get together, and it's a great group.
Yeah,
it really is a great group that goes.
And it's in a great area. Seaport's so much fun. And they're
all their apartments going up over there. It's beautiful. Yeah.
My predecessor, Dave Barrett, is even offering isn't he great?
Yeah.
He's offering to do tours.
Oh, that's nice.
He's really big in history.
Yeah.
And he was offering like a walking tour of certain areas.
Oh, that's nice.
So he has a lot.
They should do a walking tour of like the different apartment buildings that are just right in that area.
I mean, there's
quite a few of them.
We had one in
right
Providence.
On that strip.
Yeah.
And that would be like, I don't know. I don't know if it's too late now that everything's booked.
Yeah.
But
it probably would be during nicer weather though.
Yeah.
June.
Yeah,
it's in June.
Yeah. We're in June this year. Last year we were in New York in March, but they had a heat wave then.
Yeah.
I remember it was in the 60s. So it worked out nice for us. But this time they moved us to June, which it was good thinking.
Yeah,
and Boston won, so that was nice feather in their cap.
Oh, that is great.
So we're looking forward to it. And the national offices will be there. Mm-hmm. The president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, they'll be there along with a lot of staff from IRM headquarters.
So does IRM, the HQ, that staff and the president, do they go to regional dinners and stuff?
I think there are
regional meetings.
Four or five, and they go to all of them. Yeah.
Oh.
And the agenda is set the same for all the different areas, so we're all getting the same information. But they're going to be talking about the new logo.
Yeah.
You know, they're kicking it off because they want to keep bringing it into the forefront.
Yeah.
Because as they said at the meeting, it took them just over 400 days to research and all agree and start using the new logo.
Wow.
So it wasn't something they said, let's change it. And they put a lot of thought into it. So it's really nice. We have our new name badges.
Oh, nice.
With the new logo.
That's great.
The pins now are going to be in sterling instead of the gold.
Gold. Mm. Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're doing a lot. I mean, they gave us there's a pad. Oh, I have. They were funny because they were saying they went high-end on all the
folder promotional
and
material.
The paper, and they were kidding everybody about saying, you know,
but they wanted to let you know.
Nice job.
But you know, Chrissy, now that you just brought up the pin, I'm thinking about it. You might be an ARM, but I have a gold. It used to be Friends of IRM pin.
I have a gold ARM pin.
Whatever.
What do you want to fight about over here, Dina?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whatever. Okay, keep going.
I have half my ARM pin left. You know, I lost the magnet part.
Oh,
no. Yeah, but that's okay. I'll get one of the new ones.
There you go.
Yeah. So it'll be good. Cool. What are some of the things they're going to talk about? Let's see. I know I was looking at all this saying, well, what should I bring up? Their big thing now is into recruiting members, the next generation or next gen, as they're calling it. And it's to get new people involved.
The young blood.
And, you know, it was funny. When I was at the thing, we all had to do a presentation last week, you know, because they talked about presentation skills. And we did a PowerPoint.
Yours must have been great.
Oh, it was.
I mean, of course.
Mine was a lot of fun. Was a lot of fun. I kind of did. You're too young to remember the Abbott and Costello, who's on first. Yeah. I kind of did. Mm-hmm. You know, I took
that's
theirs
awesome.
because we are the best.
Yeah.
You know, kind of things like that. Yeah. But we were talking and they were saying, you know, you're talking about the experience, because they're saying like the average age of the members is over 50 now. Mm-hmm. It's like 53.
Right.
And they're talking over the next 10 years, a big 40% will be retiring.
Wow.
So you want to bring in new. And we were saying, you know, like even I did the same thing. I says, well, you know, you got the experienced older people. And I said, and I fall in that group.
Mm-hmm.
And I says, and then you have the new young people, the inexperienced.
Yes.
And they said, but it doesn't always have to be young. It could be somebody changing a career.
Yes. Right.
You know, so we want to reach out to everybody, but they are focusing a lot on next gen.
Yeah. Right.
And the regionals are going to be focusing on training and leadership, emerge growing the leaders. I think our tagline, I do want to get it straight. It says, for those who manage to make a difference. So they're really pushing the training, and they're going to teach presentation skills. They're going to have self-assessments. You know, you'll do it homework about yourself, how you do in IRM. They're going to do chapter assessments. Then they're going to do roundtables. And what they're doing this year, which is a good idea, they're going to do them twice. So you can pick, at least you can pick two to go to. There's nothing worse than if they offer you two or three choices.
Yeah.
And you want to see two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This time they're going to do that. And they're doing engaging the next gen of the IRM leaders, how to draw members, how to create more chapter involvement, how to create better events and engage the people. They're going to do public speaking and presentation skills, and they're going to
which I think is so important. It really
it
is.
It really is. It
Especially if we're going to talk about the younger generation, the digital
the
generation.
Texting, the texting generation.
Yeah, it's just that that even speaking,
I know.
They have such a hard time with it because they're just so not used to live conversation.
Everything
email,
give me the
and
cell.
Text.
Yeah, yes. Give me a cell phone. Yes. They'll sit with that all day.
Right.
And they're great. But when they have to put it into
let's talk.
Yeah,
let's
verbalize
talk.
It.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Yeah, they do. They have to get used to it. And we'll have a great presenter in the Northeast. It's Joanne Corbett. And she was a former president of IRM.
Oh, nice.
And now she trains the instructors.
Hmm. Oh, that's nice. Where is she based out of?
I don't know where. I used to know. But
is she local?
Really, No. They're flying everybody in.
Gotcha.
So, but it'll be good. She's really good. We had a consultant when they had all the RVPs in Chicago last week. And she was really good. But, you know, and I know Joanne does the same thing. Talk about building your confidence when you're doing a presentation. Because in the background, you could hear, yeah, oh, right. It's like, you know, you all of a sudden you're walking on air.
You know, that adrenaline, that'll get your presentation skills hyped up right there.
Is.
You need that.
You know, you get these people who do that, and all of a sudden you stop believing that, okay, I am doing pretty good, you know. So it's great. Then they're going to have some panels with property managers speaking what's going on today, like competing for the best employees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Rhode Island's small.
Yes.
You know, and it's a small group, and I know we travel from company to company, but how can we compete and how can we retain these people?
Yes.
And make, you know, have them work up the ladder.
Yeah.
Are they a right fit with your company's culture?
Mm-hmm.
Or would they be a better fit for another one?
Yes.
We're going to talk about leadership through change management, how you adapt, project confidence, you know, engage. And they're going to talk a lot about being a team.
Yeah.
Which we
is very important.
It is. It is. You know, I know there's the old saying, they always say there's no I in team, but it's really true.
Yeah.
And that's what I kind of focused when I did a presentation. It was like, we're a team. We're a family. I always think of it as a family.
Yes.
Because they asked me out there, they said, what's your favorite part of being an RVP? And I said, I love installing new members. I said, I really do.
Yeah.
I said, I get a kick out of it because I always say to them, thanks, you know, welcome to the family.
Right. Yes.
You know, so, and you work hard for the ARM. Right. You work hard for the CPM.
Absolutely.
So it's nice, you know, it's a nice acknowledgement.
But our chapter has such a sense of camaraderie like that.
It does.
Mean, I mean, I'm going back to when I got my ARM, over two years ago. And I remember I was new to the chapter. I didn't really know anybody besides the people that I worked with. And I think the following day, Karen, who I met just briefly, sends me all these pictures of, okay, this is you here. This is you getting your installation. Yeah. This is this. And I'm like, what? Who are you?
Yeah, right?
You know, I met her once.
That's why she should be commended for the job she does.
No, she's wonderful.
She really
we try.
Is.
Yeah. Karen, if you're listening, we want to get you on the show.
You don't want to come on, but we want you on.
Yeah.
So anytime.
Look what she does with the Facebook.
Oh, I know.
I mean, you're still at the meeting or some event, and it's posting, and you're getting, you know, the buzz
the
on
dings.
Your phone.
Yes.
Yep. So it's really good. The wrap-up should be a lot of fun at the regional. They're having a group from Second City in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
And they say they don't use PowerPoints. It's all vocal. And they're going to engage people. They're saying one of the exercises they do is have people tell jokes. And no matter how bad you are, the audience is going to really cheer and shout for
Get
you.
Get out.
That. Yeah. To build confidence.
Yeah,
and,
get you out of your shell.
Right.
That's like one of the big things. Even like with our job, like my job right now, one of the things that we're focusing on is kind of stepping outside of our comfort zone and being bolder.
Yeah.
So from a sales standpoint, instead of being, you know, having your typical sales spiel, what can we do that's different that's going to get your attention?
Yep.
And you know what? And if somebody's not answering us, because in the sales world, it's tough to get responses sometimes.
Sure it is.
And you just, you know what? Be bolder and ask, what is it? Why can't we work together? Can you, even if you have loyalty to somebody else or it's not in your budget, just give me an answer just so I can understand better. And then now I know how to handle the situation. When people ghost you as a salesperson, you know, it's a little confusing because we have, you know, projections and all this other stuff, yeah. but, you know, it gets tough. But definitely stepping out of our comfort zone and being bolder is something our company was just stressing at our educational seminar last yeah. month in Georgia. So, yeah. But I know we're getting ready to take another quick break.
Oh, I'm having so much fun here.
Well, we can have fun in a few minutes when
all
we come
right.
back.
All right, Dina.
Okay, we still have Sue in studio. We'll get back to her right after this quick break. You're listening to IROM Today, the Property Management Show. We'll be right back after this.
Now back to IROM Today, the Property Management Show with your hosts, Dina Semirelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, it is 4:49 here on IROM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chrissy Denalian, along with my fabulous co-host, Dina Semirelli. We're here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. So before we left, we were talking with Sue Monahan all about education and different kinds of events that are coming up and everything to look forward to. Mm-hmm. So what else do you have for us, Sue? Tell us a little bit okay. about you, your title.
RVP.
Yes. what it entails.
Okay. We have a job description.
Oh, look at that.
I know. And they're working on updating it again. But the biggest thing is we're a liaison between headquarters and the chapters. And, we're the go-between. If chapters need help, we're there to help them. And if headquarters needs us to kind of go to chapters and take care of things, that's what we do. I tell Boston and Connecticut, I said, I feel very lucky. I said, these three chapters, they run unbelievably
that's
well.
That's nice.
And I said, I just love to go to the meetings and sit back and watch.
Yeah.
It makes my job
it's like
easy.
A well-oiled machine.
Yes, that's why I love installations. Mm-hmm. I mean, every time I go to one of the chapter meetings, I have to send a report to IROM. And it's like I'm repeating myself. The IAEs have done a phenomenal job putting together the event.
But you're being truthful and honest about it.
Yeah,
that's really what keeps happening.
Well, what happens now, I say, I've said this many times before, but I'm going to repeat it again. The IAEs.
Copy and paste.
That's what I basically do. Just change the date when I save it.
Yeah.
But, they are. But one of the things, too, is they're already taking applications. Now, I'll be the regional for 2018 and 2019. But if you go on the website, the national website, IROM.org, they're already taking applications for RVPs for 2020 and 2021.
Wow. That's amazing.
It's a long process.
It's a long time.
It is. But, it's a long process because now we only have one major meeting with everybody. And I know we do a phone call once a month. We have a lot of them do let their pictures go up on the computer, but, I'm fine with speaker, But, we go over a bunch of things, and we'll be talking about incoming RVPs, because there are 14 of us throughout the country and Canada, and 7 will be coming up for the 2020-2021 years.
Now, is there certain requirements or qualifications to becoming an RVP?
It's not really that bad. They want you to be engaged in the business. They want you to have been an elected chapter officer for at least 2 years, have participated on the national level, mm-hmm. and be active in the whole institute itself. I mean, I've been around for few decades.
You've been active, we'll
I've
say.
You've been active.
Yeah.
As I said to them in Chicago, when I first started in the business, I was young and naive. I had no idea what affordable housing was. I didn't know what Section 8 was. And I said, now I'm young and experienced, but other than that.
Right.
Yes. But
you're like
exactly.
a fine wine,
yeah.
too.
Yes.
You
get
are.
Better with age.
That's
get better
right.
with age. I keep telling myself that when, it's the bones creak and you can't get out of the chair.
Oh, please, that's me. I can't even get out of bed some mornings. Yeah. Watch. Wait till you hit 40, Chrissy.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. You're really, really.
Wait.
I mean.
You'll love it.
Come on.
No, it's going to happen.
Yeah, but the job is fun. It really is. It's only March. I've only done it for 6 months. But, the camaraderie with the RVPs, and IROM is wonderful for acronyms. I mean, ARM, CPM, ACOM.
Yep.
So, and I have to try to remember to say, RVP is the regional vice presidents, but it's such a nice group that, once a month, it's usually the last Monday, 3 to 4, we're on for an hour. I mean, that's how we plan the regionals.
Yep.
We talked about different topics, talked about different panels, put everything together. And it's kind of like, since I'm fairly new, it's nice to kind of let the second year RVPs throw in, and because they tell us, what went wrong, what went right, and here's what to avoid, here's what to really get
involved
in. That's helpful. It is. So it's kind of nice that the group flips every couple of years,
Yeah. So even though you've only been an RVP for, like you said, six months. Even so, now they're starting to take applications for the 2021. So now, after your tenure,
yeah,
what happens to Sue after the RVP position? What do you do?
I'm not sure. I had gotten involved in the beginning, probably 10, 15 years ago with the Diversity Task Force. And then
what's that?
Tell
me about it.
Diversity. Mm. We all know what diversity is. Open to everyone.
Yes.
And trying to expand chapters, reaching out to all the different
diversities.
Is that within IRM?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They do. It started off as a task force, and one of the senior VPs, she was speaking at one of the Rhode Island events, and she was talking about it, and it's because I was, I think, vice president at the time. And I met her at the national convention, and she says, come to the meeting. And it was only like five or six people on the task force. Then it became an advisory board.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
So I've been on it ever since. I worked my way up to vice chair, and then I chaired it for a year. And then I stayed on the diversity board because I find it interesting because they offer scholarships, which is kind of nice. They'll pay a registration going to the national meeting in October.
Oh, that's nice.
So, you know, I'll try to put some stuff together, give it to Carrie, and maybe next time she's on, she can kind of push
it. Yeah, talk a little bit about that, for sure.
But, I mean, it's kind of nice. And so I stayed on that, and then when Chris Mellon was becoming president, I was put on the Federal Housing Advisory Board, which I love because I'm in affordable housing.
I was going to say, that must be great for you.
Yeah. And I think there are like 10 of us on that. And last year I was vice chair. And I should have moved up to chair this year. However, as an RVP,
I was gonna say,
you have
is
to
that,
devote it. You can't,
okay.
You can't do it. But when I was in Chicago, I talked to the IRM liaison for the Federal Housing Board, or as people call it, FAB. And I said, please keep me involved because I'd like to get back on it.
Yeah.
You know, being in affordable housing and with the budgets coming down from the government, they're cutting a lot of programs, you know, so.
Oh, I think that's great. Yeah.
Keep my voice in.
So you could weigh in on it.
She's
right?
going to be around.
Yeah.
She's not going anywhere after this RVP.
Oh, I hope not. No,
she's one of my favorites.
We know. Yeah. Even after I retire, I'll come and bother you.
Great. You can come on anytime.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it is. It's good. It's good.
So what is some of the events? So Sue was speaking about the educational events and the seminars we have coming up. As far as I think our next, I'll say networking event would be our awards night, if you want to call it networking. But
do you know anything about that, Sue?
May 16th. Do you know where that's being held?
Not yet. No.
No?
I know
we don't know
either.
Talking
about it and they're working on it. So something should be out pretty shortly.
Very good. So definitely save that date, May 16th for our awards night. And then in June, we have two of our big events going on. June 5th, we have our annual golf tournament, which we do know has been solidified back at Pawtucket Country Club this year. So last year it was minus 20 degrees out and it was raining in a monsoon.
Tina was so happy that day.
She
was the happiest.
So many bad memories from that. It was just horrendous.
It was a tent. It hit her head. It ran
away.
It hit
my manager's head. It was unbelievable.
And then it flipped on the golf course. Dina had to run after it.
Freezing. I have a picture in my phone. I kid you not. It was June whatever. I have on Mudandis, like long johns, with jeans over it.
Mudandis?
It's an Italian thing.
It's Italian. Yeah.
And then we have sweatshirt. I have my gray hooded coat and gloves. And I'm like, this is June?
It was
so bizarre.
I was happy. I was unable to make it. I had a commitment at work. And
I kept calling into Carrie and Karen going, I need to get in. There's nobody on the golf course.
No, the
seats were so filled with the rain that we couldn't sit down. It was.
I changed my shoes three times.
It was it was
three
times.
Yeah. I was soaking wet.
Yeah. We were the last hole. I'm like, let us in, please. So then June 5th, we're hoping for sunny days. And then June 27th, we have our annual clam bake. And the last day of the date, we'll say September 5th for the scholarship fundraiser that we do every fall. Usually a wine tasting. Don't know where it's going to be, but definitely save the date. Just mark these all on your calendar. Again, you can go to irmri.org. And then Chrissy, if they wanted to find us, how could they do that?
Well, if they're interested in anything that we went over today, from designations to becoming an industry partner, you can give Karen Cuddle a call at 401-479-7734. If you've missed any part of the program, you can subscribe to us on iTunes by searching for IREM Today. That's IREM Today. You can listen to the podcast on our website, iremri.org. And that's really it. That's all I got.
That's
I don't know.
It. We're back next week. We have Tony from Smart Coats, who is a brand new industry partner to IREM. We're going to have Tony on. And then also the following week, March 20th, we have Aaron Usher, a photographer that is also a new industry partner, leading up to March 27th, Jack Benson, John Mark Antonio. So the next 3 weeks, we got some good guests coming
on.
We
got a lot of newbies,
some
oldies.
Yeah. Jack and John are like old hat, even though they haven't been on for a while. But so that's it. Well, Sue, as always, a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Yes, we know.
You come on anytime.
Anytime Chrissy's here and I'm here, you're here. So thank you very much. Have a great night, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by New England In Touch Call Center. Unshackle yourself from your phone. New England In Touch is an answering service based in West Warwick, Rhode Island, that lets you focus on bringing up your business's bottom line. With their help, you will have more time and energy to provide the best products and services to your customers. Call New England In Touch today at 866-258-1952.